USA Radio News.
A poll released Wednesday shows most American voters view President Joe Biden negatively and think the price of gas is a serious economic issue. The Quinnipiac University poll, which shows only 32% approve of Biden's handling of the economy, comes on the same day the president called for a three-month suspension of federal gas taxes.
The federal government charges an 18 cents tax per gallon of gas that you purchase and a 24 cent tax per gallon of diesel you purchase. We can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
A helicopter crashed in West Virginia late Wednesday afternoon, killing all six people on board. The Federal Aviation Administration said the helicopter crashed near Route 17 in Logan County. The victims' identities have not been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The federal government is looking to restrict nicotine in tobacco products.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move is a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Nearly 1,000 people are reported dead after an earthquake rocked eastern Afghanistan. Officials say about 950 people are dead and more than 600 are injured after a magnitude 6.1 earthquake struck early Wednesday near the Pakistani border. An Interior Ministry official says helicopters are being used to reach the injured. And Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened after record flooding that damaged homes and wiped out infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
If invasive carp doesn't sound appetizing, how about a plate of Kopi? The state of Illinois unveiled a market-tested rebranding campaign to make the fish appealing to consumers. Four species imported from Asia decades ago now infest the Mississippi River and other rivers in the U.S. heartland. They also threaten the Great Lakes. Chefs and others in the food industry say the Asian carp, Kopi, is a tasty, healthy fish. If you like to put mustard on your hamburger or hot dog, here's something to keep in mind as you prepare for your 4th of July barbecue.
Folks might have to skimp on the mustard they put on their hot dog this summer. A poor mustard seed harvest in France and Canada is the main cause of the issue, along with the war in Ukraine. That nation is the world's third biggest mustard seed producer. Prices for mustard are expected to get more expensive as prices for transportation, jars, lids, and other supplies are also growing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Attorneys general representing 14 states sent a letter to the EPA criticizing a proposed plan to regulate downwind emissions. They argue it would be a, quote, death knell for certain industries, unquote. The 17-page letter also calls the Biden administration's plan capricious. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.